Okay, I would like to welcome everybody here, new owners of the new Quantum Confidence recording system that we've come up with. The reason for this call and for each call every month that we will be doing is going to be basically question and answers. We found in the past with the Quantum Mind Power system that there were plenty of people who weren't using the system properly, who had lots of questions. And the purpose of these calls is to clarify lots of misunderstandings and to answer questions for people so that they're more aware of how to use these systems much more effectively. Unfortunately, a lot of people either don't read the manual or they misunderstand the manual. It's very difficult to write something that everybody will understand. So the purpose of these calls is to address any and all issues, to hear people's comments, concerns, and to clarify things for you so that you can start using the systems with more comfort and get better results. So with that, I will get started. First of all, I'd like to ask everyone who's online, if you are on the telephone, to please use star 6 to mute yourself, star 7 unmute yourself. So when it's time to ask your question, feel free to unmute yourself, ask the question. Please mute yourself afterwards. We will be recording this call. It will help the clarity of the call and allow us all to be able to hear your question and the answer in a clear, concise manner. We're going to get started with some questions. We have a question from Jill in North Hanover, New Jersey, and she asks, does it really matter which recordings one listens to? She's been listening for twice a day. Sometimes she likes to use the meditation, sometimes the triliminal, and sometimes the Good Night Sleep Well recording or other bonus recordings. She finds that she just can't fit three listenings in every day. As long, Jill, as you are, and for everyone, quite frankly, as long as you use the recordings on a regular basis, in the manual is a listening routine, a listening protocol. As close to listening to that as possible is all that's needed. In reality, we only ask you to really listen to two recordings a day at the most. You're listening to Quantum Confidence with TMM, that is a dual brainwave recording. You need to use headphones for that because each hemisphere of the brain is being trained to a separate and distinct frequency. So it's important to make sure you're listening with headphones and that the left headphone is over the left ear, right over the right ear. The other one would be a choice between the meditation and or the triliminal. Now, you can listen to these while you're doing other things as well. So I wouldn't do it when you're driving, of course, but things like reading, doing homework, cruising the internet, checking your email, all these things can be done during these events as well. Keeping in mind that the ones with vocals, for example, the meditation or the triliminals, obviously are better done without any distractions. The main program, the program that puts you in the proper state of mind to develop confidence and self-esteem, is the Quantum Confidence with TMM. That particular recording has no vocal aspect and can be listened to while you're surfing the internet. There's really no excuse why anyone can't find a half an hour while they're doing something else to listen as well. Keep in mind that with your eyes closed and lying down, you are going to get stronger results. You're likely to get stronger results, but you will still get results. So if you're very busy and you just don't have time to lie down and close your eyes, then definitely you can be doing other things while you're listening to these recordings. I've got another question from Anthony Harden in Western Australia, and he asks, why doesn't your system have different levels like, I guess I can say them, Holosync and LifeFlow? He inquires as to why there are no deeper levels with our system. That's actually a question that we get quite a bit, and something that you guys need to understand is that levels are completely unnecessary. I will assume for the sake of this call that everybody listening was born, that everybody was conscious that very first day that they were born. They slept that very first day that they were born also. And in all likelihood, you were conscious and slept many times. Well, when you're awake and you're asleep, you go through different states of consciousness. I'd like to ask anyone who's on the telephone now to please mute yourself out with a star 6. All right. Thank you very, very much. When it comes time to ask questions for those on telephone, you can unmute yourself with a *7. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. Getting back to the question. All right. You experience alpha, theta, beta, delta from the very first day you're alive. Every single day since then, unless you skip sleep, you likely experienced all these states anyway. I personally do not have any understanding as to why anyone would tell you, you have to do this, and then do that, and then do that, and then do that, and then do that. To me, it sounds like a money grab. There is no physiological, psychological, or brainwave entrainment related reason why you cannot experience any brain state at any time at this point, keeping in mind that we've all been alive for a little while. Even if you're a teenager and you're listening, you've still been alive long enough to experience all of these states numerous times. So there really is no need to have levels. Levels, I believe, once again, are simply nothing more than a cash grab. If people find that they have weird experiences or that they, you know, it was too strong for them, then perhaps they should listen without headphones to the single brainwave recordings or at a very low volume. Also, let's keep in mind that you shouldn't be drinking or using recreational or otherwise mood-altering drugs while you are using the brainwave entrainment recordings. The reason for that is that these recordings will affect brain chemistry, as do mood-altering or otherwise hallucinogenic or recreational drugs. So we don't want to be fighting the effects of what we're doing here. Okay, so that's why we don't need levels. Again, you buy the product is there for you. There's nothing more to buy after that. You have your quantum confidence. You do not need to buy 30 different levels so that I could buy property in Paris. Paris is a lovely place, but I have no need to live there. So you guys can keep your money. You don't have to worry about that. Now, we have another question from Australia. This is from Wendy. She asks, again, with the time. She has problems that she just doesn't have the time to listen as much as she should. She claims that she can listen to the main recording and the triliminal once a day and also a subliminal, but she can't fit in the meditation. And asks what a minimal listening schedule is to get the benefits. All right. Again, in the manual, we have a protocol, and that protocol is designed for optimal results. If you listen regularly, you will get results. Benefits and results happen at different rates for different people. This is not a race, guys and girls, okay? This is strictly a matter of your own journey to being happier, to being healthier, and to being content and confident, all right? Being happy, in short. There is nothing else to this. You're not in a race with the Joneses. You're not in a race with anybody. This is all about you. If you really don't have time, listen as often as you can. The results will come to you. They may come a little bit slower, but they will still come, all right? Don't think to yourself, well, I can only listen 3 times a week, so I'm not going to bother at all. 3 times a week will allow you to gain benefits, all right? The other thing is you don't need to be conscious when you're using these recordings. You don't even need to be paying attention while you're listening to these recordings. So there really is no excuse not to listen to at least one recording. You can put it on when you go to sleep that night. You do not have to be conscious when you're listening to get the effect. These are designed for you to benefit without any conscious effort. You see, when we make an effort to do something, that basically says that we are in a state of stress and resistance. An effort means you have to try to do something in order to accomplish something else. We are not working from that method. That method doesn't work. It creates strain. It creates stress. It creates failure. We work from the perspective of ease, of allowance. We will allow things to happen. Quantum confidence and all TMM recordings are designed with that in mind. They are designed specifically to allow you to benefit without making any effort. When you allow things to happen, they happen. When you try to make things happen, you create resistance, and that causes delays. And the more resistance, the more likely it is you're not going to get the results that you're looking for. Okay? We have a question from Arnold in the Philippines. He's bought both the Quantum Confidence and Quantum Mind Power with TMM Systems and wants to know if he needs to stop using Quantum Mind Power to use the Quantum Confidence system. Okay, that's a great question. It's answered, I believe, in the manual. If not, it's certainly answered on our member forum. Basically, all of our programs and all of our recordings, and this will go for everything from here on out, are synergistically compatible. What that means is that when you use any of our systems, all of the pieces are interchangeable. For instance, if you are listening to Quantum Confidence and you want to listen to the whole brain gratitude meditation, that's fine. If you're listening to Neural Synergy and that same day you would like to listen to the Triliminal, that's fine too. All of these recordings are completely integratable, okay? So you actually don't have to listen anymore to actually get the effects of both systems. For those of you that might have Quantum Mind Power, you're probably aware already that using QMP with other modalities actually helps to increase the effects of the other modalities. Well, these systems are designed to be that way as well, which basically means that if you combine the two, you should actually get better results from each. And the nice thing about it is now you can switch them up more. You have more variety. All of these systems are designed to work together to give you better and better results. So, again, you don't have to listen more than before. Just take your pick and interchange. And, you know, I think it's important here for you all to realize that your instincts, your gut feelings are very important here. If you're listening to Quantum Confidence with self-esteem, the meditation, and then you decide that you'd like to hear Eden Energy Wave Dynamics from Quantum Mind Power after, then that's what you should do. Trust your gut. When you choose one of the six main recordings from Quantum Confidence to listen to, the way to choose which one will be more effective for you is very simple. Listen to a couple seconds of each, and the one that sounds best to you that day is the one that will do the best for you. Your brain, your mind, your body instinctively will know which one is best for you, and that's how you handle it. You take the one that feels right to you. Okay, Pat from Toronto in Canada asks, how long before you feel results, and what should those results be? She personally started feeling pretty good in the beginning, and now notices that she can get very tired and even a little bit depressed, and she asks if this is normal. Well, those are very good questions as well. Actually, I'm very impressed with all of you because these are all great questions. Basically, getting back to my race analogy, everybody starts at a different place. Everybody finishes at a different place. Everybody wants different things out of these systems. It's very difficult to say when you're likely to feel results. The odds are that you're starting to generate circumstances that will bring results almost immediately. The neural pathways being created, the increase in your cerebral blood flow and oxygen to the brain are happening almost immediately. So all of these things are the precursors to change. So as far as when you will actually feel the change, that you'll have to tell me. It can happen almost immediately. It can happen within a few months. But as far as the physiological changes that help fertilize your brain for these changes, those happen pretty much immediately. Now, the second part of her question about feeling tired and a little depressed, especially from the initial feeling of being good, suggests that these recordings might be bringing out buried or repressed issues. Generally speaking, with properly engineered entrainment, this is what can happen. The fact that she felt good in the beginning and now is starting to feel a little tired and a little bit depressed suggests that these things are cropping to the surface. What I suggest you do, if you experience this as well, would be to listen at a much lower volume. You see, our entrainment is specifically geared to volume, so it acts kind of like a gas pedal. If you listen really, really loud, the entrainment is likely to be stronger. If you listen quieter, the entrainment is likely to be lighter. If these things are affecting you too strongly and you want the effects to be more manageable, simply listen quieter. Maybe take a day off in between as well. You'll probably find that these emotions, these feelings, will either subside or will slowly start going away. As we deal with these issues, and often with entrainment, the issues are dealt with on a subconscious level, you won't even consciously be aware of what's going on. They can just be gone a few days, a few weeks, and all of a sudden it's just not there anymore. If anyone does have serious concerns, though, about their feelings, they're always welcome to email me. And my email is Morry, M-O-R-R-Y, at quantum-mind-power.com. And I'm happy to send you a questionnaire, which you would then fill out, get back to me with, and then I could give you a much more educated guess as to what might be going on, specifically in your case. Okay, we have another question here from a Sandra Lee from Boulder Creek, California. And she has two questions. I'll answer them in order. The first question is, what is the difference between isochronic and monaural? Okay, and as per the listening schedule, do I listen to one isochronic and one monaural per day, or only one of the six discs? Monaural and isochronic are two different types of stimulation patterns. When you listen to them, you'll be able to tell a difference between how the tones sound to you. Basically, monaural is a very smooth pattern, kind of like waves flowing in the ocean on the beach. Isochronic are more like bricks. So there'd be a brick, no brick, brick, no brick. Isochronics tend to be a little bit stronger and a little bit harder on your system. The monaural tend to be softer and smoother on your system. It's strictly a matter of your preference. That's exactly how it works. It's your preference and only your preference. Whatever feels right to you and sounds good to you that day is the one that you use. You only have to listen to one of them a day. And once again, if you're finding the effects are too strong initially, one every couple of days is fine too until your system adapts and you're more able to handle these things. Okay, the second part of her question is with respect to the affirmations on the triliminals. And she noticed that the triliminals affirmations all start with you. You are. You can. And the affirmations on the subliminals start with I. She wants to know why this is. Well, basically, when you're hearing the triliminal and you actually hear that consciously, you're hearing my voice speaking to you. So it really wouldn't do your subconscious or your conscious mind any good to hear me saying I when we're really talking about you. When it comes to the subconscious, however, your subconscious doesn't know that it's me talking. Your conscious mind is not involved. As a result, we use I, because to your subconscious, it's always I, it's always me. To the conscious mind, it's more effective to use you, because once again, you're hearing my voice, not your voice. So I hope that clears things up, Sandra. If anybody is on the phone right now and they don't have themselves muted, if they could please click *6 on their dial pad, that will mute them so that we don't have to hear the background noises in your home. When I open it up to questions, *7 will allow you to leave to talk. So I appreciate all of you out there. You're all doing great for me, and I very much appreciate it. Larry from Atlanta would like to know if the triliminals can be listened to while asleep and still receive benefit. Yes, Larry, and everyone out there, all of our recordings can be listened to while you're asleep. None of them require your conscious action, your conscious thinking, or conscious direction. Keep in mind, though, that if you are going to go to sleep, don't loop these recordings. The only recordings that can be looped when you go to sleep and at a very low volume are the subliminals. Okay, those are the only ones that you can loop. None of the other recordings will give you full effects if you loop them. You need to have at least a 1 hour break in between listening to allow the neurochemicals that you're producing to do their thing. We have O in London, and they would like to know what routine of the audios is most effective way for increasing belief in self-trust and trust in the unconscious mind as a habit. Well, that's one of the easier questions, Basically, read the protocol in the manual. That is the optimal way to use this system for most people. Keep in mind, though, guys, that you need to use your own instincts as well. You follow the protocol, that gets things started, okay? After you're using the protocol for a while, Now it's time for you to use your intuition to fine-tune the system for yourself. That is how these recordings are designed. I don't know you personally, so I can't design personally, you know, a recording system for you as far as when to listen to what hour, what day, what this, what that. However, I can give you a general outline, which is what we do in our protocol. From there, you're more than welcome to change it and adapt it for your use. If you have any questions as to whether that's effective or not, all you need to do is email me at the email address I gave earlier, or go to our website and click on Contact Us and mail it to the support email. I'll be more than happy to let you know if your listening protocol is going to be effective for you or not. Okay. Now, O also asks how the Quantum Confidence Program combats social anxiety and negative beliefs, such as what others think. Okay. Everything comes down to how you're thinking, not what others think. Others are speaking from their own weakness, their own guilt, their own negativity. You are only responsible for your own sense and your own way of thinking. So quantum confidence doesn't affect other people unless they're using it. What it does, though, is it trains you to have a much better way of thinking. It trains you to be more positive about yourself. As that happens, you will notice large changes in how other people act around you, because you will be letting off, you know, if I can use a 60s expression here, you'll be letting off different vibes. These different vibes, these different feelings will have effects on other people as well. But let's remember one thing here. This is all about confidence, self-respect, self-esteem. It's all about ourselves. It's all about how we think about ourselves and how we act and react. It has nothing to do with other people. When we were kids, our poor self-esteem might have been developed as a result of how other people treated us. But now as adults, we have full responsibility and full ability to change this around regardless of what those around us think. And to be honest with you, a lot of people will have a hard time giving up who the old you was. You'll be changed for a year or two, and they'll still be expecting you to act and react in the old ways. This is their issue. This is not your issue. So it's very important for you all to keep your eyes open and your ears open and to remember not to let other people's weaknesses, other people's fears have an effect on us as individuals. Okay. Hank in St. Catharines, Ontario, asks when it's more optimum to listen to isochronic or monaural. Well, basically, as I've mentioned before, your personal preference tells the story here. All it's about is your preference. If you like one over the other, monaural, isochronic, high pitch, low pitch, that's the one that will do better for you. Period. Now, when you're going to sleep at night, if you're using Good Night Sleep Well, it's better to listen to it without headphones and at a very, very low volume. Keep in mind that at nighttime, there's less things distracting you anyway. You don't need the volume too loud. So everything should be comfortable and always comfortable. Okay? We have a question now from Alina Novak in Toronto, and she's wondering, okay, again, what the difference is between the isochronics in the Quantum Confidence series and the isochronics in the Quantum Mind series. Basically, and if the technology is any different, well, once again, the isochronic 1, 2, 3 in both systems are based on the same technology. Okay, isochronic tones are far more effective than binaural beats or any of these other weird technologies that are out there. There's even some people who mix isochronic monaurals and binaurals all together. Obviously, people who haven't done any research, because all you're doing is blending out all of the usefulness of any of those styles. Basically, your personal taste dictates which is best for you. Quantum Mind Power is a generalized self-improvement system. Quantum Confidence is highly targeted. So there's the difference between the two. The technology isn't any different. The only thing that is different is the fact that with Quantum Confidence, I've developed a new technology called Triliminals. And it's the triliminals that are different. Those are the biggest things that are different. As a matter of fact, we will probably be coming up with triliminal recordings specifically designed for the purposes of using with Quantum Mind Power. So, we're moving on to the next topic now. How do you know that certain sounds work on quantum confidence or on confidence and not something else? There is research out there where doctors, hospitals have actually checked brain chemistry of people in different states. What I do is I compile the research that I find on these things. And basically, I create recordings that are designed to accomplish the same brain state as people who are in these states naturally. So people who are confident and who are acting confident and who have high self-esteem tend to exhibit similar brain patterns to those that you will receive from listening to Quantum Confidence with TMM, the dual brainwave recording. The purpose of having that recording like that is to give you the field that is the same, the brain state that is the same as people who are confident and who have high self-esteem. Then, with the triliminals and with the meditation and the subliminals, we fine-tune your thought processes to match the brain state. That is the science and that is the theory behind all of our systems that we've had previously and that we will have in the future. Specifically related to quantum confidence, these brain states are common to people who have high self-confidence. These are common to people who have high self-esteem. So again, we first hone your brain waves into the proper state that mimics people who already have high self-esteem and high self-confidence. Then we get you thinking the right things with the triliminals. Okay? We get you thinking the right things with the meditation and with the subliminals. Given enough time, your brain, your mind, and your body all start working together. And what happens is things start happening for you. And suddenly your confidence starts to rise. Suddenly you start realizing that, hey, you know what? The world is a good place. The world is a very good place. And that is how it all begins, and that's how it starts, and that's how it gets going, and that's how it ends. When it ends, it's a matter of now you understand that the world is a good place and that good things do happen all the time. And the truth of the matter is the only reason why it hasn't been happening good for me is because of the way I've been thinking. Now that I'm thinking differently, things are starting to change. And keep in mind, it is very easy to think differently. It's just practice. That's what this is all about. This is why you use the protocol. This is why you use Song's protocols that were given away on our blog as well. Because these are all exercises that give you experience thinking properly. You're taking time away from thinking negatively and you're writing down things that are positive. You're thinking things that are positive. You're listening to things that are positive. This is exactly how you change what to think. You don't struggle. You simply practice it. And by practicing, you read it, you hear it, you write it. And it happens. This is a process. This is how people learn. This is how the world works. I hope that's been helpful to you all. Now, I'd like to mention at this point that there is a link on the webpage that you're listening to, or listening from, actually. I doubt you're listening to a webpage. But what's happening is on that link is a sign-up for our free month membership, first month free, to our Quantum Confidence, actually to the Maury's private club sign-in. What that will allow you is two free quantum triliminals every single month. This month, the two triliminals are with respect to our new product, Quantum Confidence. So they're supplemental. They have to do with self-esteem and self-confidence. They will help to augment the effects and allow current owners and future owners of our system to have more variety as well. This is for their brain and this is for their preference. Next month will have to do with prosperity. Okay? First month is free. After that, it's, I believe, $45 for two recordings that are valued over $200. We will be adding content and surprise content at various times throughout the different months as well, so the value is quite good. We will also be selling these triliminals separately as augmentation for our other systems and for this Quantum Confidence system as well. So it's important to understand that if you want to get a really, really good deal and you want to really help all aspects of your life, that the membership is a very good idea and a very good thing to be a member of. You'll get special deals, special opportunities to contact us and to speak with me personally. There'll be all kinds of things going on that members of this club will have that other people just won't get access to right away. And quite frankly, there will be certain things that members will get that we just won't be able to offer to other people. You have to understand that I'm only one person, Song's only one person. There is a limit to how many hours there are in a day with all of our research and product development and customer service duties that we can give to individuals. So there will be certain things that will only be available to members, and other people just won't even find out about it. And unfortunately, this is how it is. But you on this call at least have the opportunity, if you're not already a member, to take advantage of that now. Okay, so we're going to Sue in Phoenix now. And she claims that she's just not getting it. She's listening every day and feels frustrated that she's not getting any feeling any difference. There are so many CDs that she's lost with where to go. Okay, Sue, believe it or not, you're one of these people who is starting at a different place and you're finishing at a different place. There's no need to be frustrated. Listen as close as you can to the protocol. And that's all. Don't expect anything. As a matter of fact, a lot of our listeners, a lot of our clients eventually tell us we didn't notice anything until people around us started mentioning things to us. So, you know, much like newspapers, bad news sells newspapers, good news doesn't. In all likelihood, things are happening. The foundation is being laid. Don't stop. Don't quit on yourself now. Our guarantee is a long, long, long time. As a matter of fact, my understanding is it goes on and on and on. So you don't have to worry if it ultimately doesn't work for you that you're going to lose out on your money. This is a wonderful investment that you made in yourself. Don't give up on yourself. And anyone out there who might be listening or might listen to this in a podcast should definitely understand that they need to give this time. Often the changes that occur are very subtle, but the results that you're likely to get from these subtle changes are going to be dramatic. I'm talking from experience here, and from not just my personal experience, but from talking with a number of people, personally on the phone, through emails, however, that have all mentioned to me the same thing. I didn't even notice anything was happening. My boss mentioned it to me. My wife mentioned it to me. My kids told me, you know, that suddenly I'm a lot nicer and easier to talk to. I've had a bunch of people suddenly find time to play with their kids when they didn't before, and they didn't even notice they were doing that until the kids thanked them for it and it brought tears to their eyes. So don't give up, okay? Don't get frustrated. Stick to it. Remember, you can do this while you're doing other things. You can put it on when you go to sleep. You don't have to eat up time that you feel you need for other things, okay? Stick with it. Things will be better, okay? If you need me, you can always email me with your questions, okay? My email, again, is Morry, M-O-R-R-Y, at quantum-mind-power.com. And keep in mind that the dashes are the same things as hyphens or a negative sign in math, okay? So that's how it works. Robert in Orlando would like to know, where and how did we come up with the frequencies to increase the confidence in human beings? Well, once again, research, research, research. You would be amazed if you go out there what you can find. And as this is my specialty and my passion, I have found so much research that it's amazing I have time to do these calls to go through, you know, and still have time to go through it. Much like the guy who owns the Hair Club for Men, I'm also a customer. I use my own recordings daily. And to be honest with you, for those of you who've been talking about time issues, you know, how do you find the time, blah, 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 I have to be honest with you. I listen to these recordings and I lie down and I have my eyes closed and I'm not doing anything else. And I listen between 30 minutes and an hour every single day. And I have to tell you that I get more effective and more efficient with my work. That it turned out before I was using the recordings every day, I was getting about 30% less work done and working longer. Now I'm working less time and I'm getting 30% more done. So it's important to remember that when you're in a proper state of mind, it's very easy to be more effective when you're working, whether that's around the house or in your personal business. I'm going to do a couple of more answers from the web, and then I'd like anyone who's on the phone to think about questions they'd like to ask, and I will invite you to ask questions personally. Okay. Roland in California is asking if there have been any comparative studies done in comparison to the LifeFlow and CenterPoint research products. I can tell you that I haven't done any research on them beyond the fact that CenterPoint uses a very different technology. It's apples and oranges. And I know, because I've had customers and clients who contacted them, they don't even claim to entrain the brain. They do something called hemispheric synchronization. They are not the same thing. Now, Quantum Confidence and Quantum Mind Power products actually do both. But binaural beats have very little effect, and it's highly questionable as to whether they actually produce entrainment. The TMM systems are so different from anything that LifeFlow or CenterPoint or any of these other companies are doing that you really can't compare them. It's like comparing apples and oranges. They're both fruit, kind of, but that's where it ends. So you can't really compare the two. If anyone would like, though, I do have more in-depth appraisals of these systems based on analysis that I've done personally. And if you email me, once again, at Maury, M-O-R-R-Y, at quantum-mind-power.com, I will be very happy, you know, with the request, I will be very, very happy to send that to you. Okay. Now, John in Tampa, this is going to be the last question before we go to some phone calls. So those of you who are on the phone, please be prepared to jump in a moment when I invite you. Thank you. Okay, John in Tampa asks, how come the sounds of the program is more like a humming sound when other programs is running water, rain, etc.? All right, the humming sound in the background is a specially designed series of frequencies. There's over 600 frequencies layered over each other, and they have been specifically designed because we have found them to actually increase the effectiveness of the entrainment. Now, what you need to understand is that a lot of other companies put like Tibetan bowls in and bells and music and pianos, and it sounds beautiful. I mean, I'm not arguing. The problem is when you have these other sounds, rain, running water, they actually take away from the entrainment ability, okay? Anything that isn't exactly the tone, exactly the right wavelength, won't work. So that's why our sounds are different than the sounds other people use. Our sounds are complementary to the brainwave tones. Theirs, quite frankly, aren't. And what we do is when I look at different pictures of the sound waves of the other companies, I notice that the spacing of these waves is not even. Your brain will be able to tell the difference, and the entrainment will suffer accordingly. If the wave shape, if the form of the wave isn't the same on every wave, then that will also cause issues and problems with the entrainment. And in most cases, that's also a problem. Unfortunately, there are not a lot of people out there who actually care enough to do the research so that they know what they're doing. At this point, I would like to invite some of the people who might be on the telephone now to unmute themselves, and you can do that by *7-ing your phone. Please make sure any televisions or other noises that might be in the background are limited, and feel free to unmute yourselves now at *7, and I will be more than happy to take some calls. Anybody? Just say your name first, please, and ask your question. There's someone who just coughed out there. Did you have a question? I guess they muted themselves. Okay, is there anybody out there who'd like to ask a question, or should I just continue?
Oh, hi, Maury. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, my name is Alina. I just have a follow-up question to comment you did today during the webinar. So you said that we should look only subliminals, but I think somewhere in the instructions it say that we can loop also the triliminals as well, but you said today...
No, it doesn't. You can't loop the triliminals. You see, the problem is that the brainwave aspects of the recordings go from a beta state into the specially designed state for the listening of the triliminals, okay? And then it goes back up to beta when you're done. That way it allows you to move on with your day. If you loop it, it does all kinds of havoc to your brain states. You can't loop the triliminals, okay? You have to wait about an hour.
Okay, so I guess there must have been some mistake in the instructions.
If there's a mistake in the instructions, please email me with the page, and I will fix it.
Okay.
I don't believe that there is a mistake, but if there is, hey, I'm more than happy to change it. And
no,
thank you for catching it if you did.
no problem. And actually, another similar thing that I caught as well, in the optimum listening schedule, you say that we should listen to the meditation at least 3-4 times per week, which would be the optimal amount, right? But then also,
I think it was 2 or 3 times a week, but go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, so somewhere else in the instructions, it says 2 to 3 times per week, but when you look into the schedule, it says 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay, give me a second. I'm actually opening it up right now, and we're going to know for sure.
Okay.
So, let's see here. Meditation. Okay, it says intended to listen to at least 2 to 3 times a week. And now let's go to the schedule. Okay. Self-esteem meditation at least 3 to 4 times a week every other day. Okay, yeah. Basically, it's difference in choices. I can change that, but as often as possible is better. Once again, keep in mind that we're looking towards having you changing the way you're thinking. I will adjust that in the manual, though, and I do thank you for that.
Oh, okay, no problem. So you say it doesn't matter, whatever feels more comfortable for us.
Yeah, whatever is more comfortable for you is the best.
Oh, okay.
And remember that this is a suggested listening protocol. It's based on people in general. You as an individual may find different preferences.
Oh, okay. And okay. The last question.
Sure.
With the subliminals, if we can loop them, doesn't mean we can listen to them a few hours a day or?
Sure.
Okay. Because
yeah, and you can have them on in the background while you're watching television too.
Okay, so we can listen even if you want 8 hours a day every day, it's fine.
As long as it's very quiet, just barely audible in the background, that's all you need.
Okay, because also in the optimum listening schedule, it says that we should listen to it 3 to 5 times a week.
Okay, once again, these are suggestions.
Okay.
Okay.
So with the subliminals, the more we listen to
yeah, you see, in the actual programs, I'm telling you what you can do. In the optimum listening schedule, I'm giving you the optimum listening schedule. It's kind of like a level, a high and a low.
Okay, meaning
okay.
That...
Meaning you don't have to take it literally.
Okay. Okay.
The optimum listening schedule is what I have found to be the most effective for most people.
Okay, so when that being the case, if you listen to it 3-5 times a week, means it would be around maybe 2-3 hours a week. So then maybe you're listening many hours a day would be overdoing it then, right?
No. There's no such thing as overdoing it.
No, okay.
Once again, you can have these things looping all night long, the subliminals.
Okay.
Again, as long as they're quiet. Just so you can hear the background. That's all you need to hear.
Okay, and you said that the seminar today is going to be recorded and sent to us, to all of the listeners.
Well, it's not going to be sent to you, but you will get an email from Song who will give you a link where
okay.
You'll be able to download it afterwards.
Okay, okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for taking part.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else on the telephone now who would like to unmute themselves with a *7 and who has any questions that they'd like to ask?
Maury, this is Larry here in L.A.
Hi, Larry.
I'm just calling to ask you if there's any specifications that are important as far as the specifications on our stereo headphones. Like, I've got a cheap set here that says 20 to 20,000 hertz with a sensitivity of 102, et cetera, rated, so forth. How important is it that the quality of the stereo headphones be as good as possible?
Okay, that's a good question. All you need to think about here is, can you hear the separation in the tones? Can you hear the ba-ba-ba-ba-ba? If you can hear that and it's not distorting, okay, you don't hear a bunch of crackling from the headphones distorting, then they're fine. I've got people who are using $10 headphones very effectively. I've got people who are using $350 Bose headphones and cost headphones very, very effectively.
Would you recommend maybe getting a little better then? Would you recommend Bose or a little better, what might be a little bit better?
Nope. As long as you can hear the tones and you don't hear distortion, you're fine.
Okay.
You don't have to spend a lot of money to do this. This is not all. This is not about. I don't have a side deal with Bose or with headphone manufacturers to get people to spend a lot of money on headphones. I know that you do hear from some of the other companies out there that you should use, very high quality headphones. That has more to do with binaural products, and also, you can convert the format of these recordings to almost anything you want, and you're not going to lose any of the ability of the recording at all. Again, all you need to do is be able to hear the separation in the tones, and that's it.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions?
More just to complete on that, on sometimes these cheaper headphones, sometimes one of the headphones becomes a little less effective. And when that happens, I think, wouldn't it be better to go ahead and just get a newer set that you can hear both of them at the same time?
When you say less effective, do you mean that one of them isn't as loud as the other one?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, obviously if there's a physical problem with your headsets, I wouldn't suggest using it because it's helpful if you have the same power output to both ears. But but generally speaking, you don't need, great headphones. It's really not important for these recordings. So don't go out and buy new headphones thinking you're going to get better results. If you don't have any distortion and you hear everything nice and clear, you hear the separation in the pulses, ba 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 ba, then you're fine.
Maury, Larry here. One other question here.
Uh-huh.
On the triliminals, you're saying on page 22, it says listen once per day, anytime. But now with the new triliminals, we now have three separate triliminals. Could we listen to only one of them once a day, or could we listen to two or all three of them
time,
a day?
If you have the time and if you have the inclination, you can listen to all of them. If you want, you can rotate them. It's entirely up to you. Obviously, the more you listen, the more likely changes will happen faster. However, you still need to live your life. So you can't just, move into a cave and do nothing but listen to recordings all day long. So, if you're cruising on the internet and you find it's not too distracting, you can listen to them while you're on the internet. You can lie down and listen to them with your eyes closed. Whatever you want. The whole idea is to be exposed to it. Once you're exposed to it, the more you're exposed to the positive ways of thinking, the more your own thinking patterns will start to mirror these things. And instead of thinking, where's my rent going to come from? How am I going to buy food this week? Where can I get gas for my car? You'll start thinking about other things. And these more positive things will allow the creation and the attraction of the gas for your car and the food for your table and the rent. These things will just start coming to you when you start having more positive outlook. So once again, if you want to listen to all three, you can. If you want to use it as a form of variety, because keep in mind, the triliminals that are on the membership area are a little bit different. One of them is similarly designed as the triliminal that came with Quantum Confidence, in that you get affirmations in the left ear, affirmations in the right ear, affirmations in the center of your head. And the left ear affirmations are geared to the right hemisphere. The right ear affirmations are geared to the left hemisphere. What is important here is that the different hemispheres get the messages they're supposed to get. The second triliminal has a meditation in one ear, hypnosis in the other ear, affirmations in the center. So you're getting kind of like a variation on a brand new technology right away with us as well. So it does add quite a lot of variety to the overall usage. Okay, and this is variety that for a lot of people will help them to be able to stick with using the system on a regular basis. So again, if you have the time, great. If you don't have the time, rotate them.
So on the new triliminals for the members, the second triliminal has the meditation on it.
meditation and hypnosis and affirmations, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like the laughter. All right, are there any other questions, Larry, that you have at this point?
It's okay just to go on a sequence. At the moment, I'm just playing them and usually nodding off, going to maybe at night, going to sleep, or taking a nap. Is it
right.
likely that later, if once they handle some of my own, misalignments, and I get more aligned and I start getting more clear, at that point I may be playing them and not going to sleep because I'll be simply have gotten through some of the rough roads in my own brain alignments.
Well, you'll find that will be on a per use basis. It's not a matter of over time. If you happen to be zoning out now, you're zoning out. Sometimes you'll zone out, other times you won't. Sometimes you'll feel like massive shifts have occurred. Other times you feel like nothing happened. Sometimes it'll feel like 5 minutes has passed. Other times it'll feel like it's taking 2 hours. It all depends on what's been happening during your day up to that point, what your mood is like, who you've had to deal with. Have they been positive things? Have they been negative things? Have they been stressful things? Have they been relaxed things? There's a lot of variables that will dictate how you will physically and psychologically react to these things while you're using them. The long-term results, of course, are what's really important, and that's the creation of the new neural pathways and the instilling of the new ways of thinking that are more positive and better geared to your success and your happiness. Okay. If I could ask Larry to star 6 himself now, and thank you very much for taking part, Larry. I certainly appreciate it. If you have other questions later on, I'll certainly invite you back. If there's anybody else at this point who would like to ask any questions before I get back to the web questions, feel free to unmute yourself with a star 6 and introduce yourself and ask your question.
Hi, this is Carol from North Dakota.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, I just have a question. I'm just saying, is it better or not? I mean, I probably shouldn't ask it that way, but would it be better to just, if you listen just one recording and in silence like you said you do, where you just kind of focus on that, or would it be more beneficial to, throughout the day, just having, listening to different ones as you're doing your different activities?
What feels right? Once again, what feels right is best.
Okay.
If you have the time to close your eyes and lie down, that's easily the most powerful way to use these recordings.
Okay.
If you don't have the time on any particular day, but you are doing things like maybe researching on the internet or checking your email, things like that, and you're going to be there for half an hour, then it's good to put it on. It's always better to get some effect than no effect.
Right.
So you're much better off if you have to and you can't listen with your eyes closed, then with your eyes open, it's fine, while you're doing your email. Don't do anything that's dangerous, though. Like, I wouldn't be cutting a turkey. Don't do anything with sharp knives or anything that could be potentially dangerous, because there are brainwave, beats in most of these recordings, and you are likely to be off into an altered state that might take your attention away from something like a knife. And we don't want to take those kinds of chances, right? So we don't listen to any of these recordings while you're driving. We don't listen to any of them while you're operating a forklift or anything that might be potentially dangerous or scary. But things like, putting the subliminals on in the background on your stereo while you're watching television is fine. While you're listening to music, if you have another system, a little ghetto blaster perhaps, that you want to throw it on, that's fine too. Sitting at your computer, grading papers if you're a teacher. You can do these things if you're reading. Reading, it's a very popular thing to do while you're reading. These things you can do. There's always time. If you really look at your day, you'll always be able to find time, whether it's while you're reading, surfing the internet, checking your email. There's always a way to do this. And if you find that way, then you'll get better results.
Okay.
We don't require a lot of effort from you guys, but the one effort we do require is that you listen. You don't even have to pay attention when you're listening. But we do require that you hit the play button on your MP3 player, your iPod, or your CD deck. So.
And the other thing, too, is if is it more beneficial, again, to use the headphones if you have them, except for the subliminals? Or just...
Okay. With Quantum Confidence, you actually, the only recording you don't need headphones for is the meditation and the bonuses. Okay. The Schumann Resonance, Good Night, Sleep Well, and the Connection are all recordings that you don't need headphones for. But the actual component recordings, the triliminals and the Quantum Confidence with TMM Dual Brainwave, you need to have headphones. You see, with the main Dual Brainwave system, we're entraining the hemispheres of the brain to separate and distinct frequencies. So you need headphones for that. Otherwise, your brain won't be able to tell what frequency to go to. As far as the triliminals are concerned, the affirmations that are going into your left ear are specifically targeted to your right brain.
Right.
The messages that are targeted to the left ear or the right ear are specifically targeted to the left brain and vice versa. So it's very important to remember that you need headphones for those programs. Otherwise, you're going to be defeating the power that these things have. They need to go to where they're directed. If they go where they're directed, you have a much greater chance of success. If you just listen to the triliminals, for instance, without headphones, you can still get effects. Don't get me wrong. You can. The main recording, you won't. But the triliminals, you still can get effects. They won't be as strong, however, as they are if you use the headphones. Because once again, the headphones will target the messages to the specific brain centers. Whereas if you're not using headphones, you will not get the targeting.
Okay, and so you could actually use headphones for all of them except the subliminals.
Yes.
Correct.
That's correct.
But some you absolutely need them for and some you don't.
Yeah, really, really the only one you absolutely need it for is for the main recording, the one you have the six options with.
Right.
The triliminal is much more effective if you use headphones, but you can use it without headphones as well.
Okay. All right.
Okay, but it will be much more effective with headphones.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And another thing, because this kind of leads into this, it doesn't really matter what order you listen to these recordings in. So if you want to start off your day listening to the triliminal and then listen to the other recordings afterwards, that's fine. Again, mix it up. You are an individual. Allow your inner guidance to take over at some point. I give you the protocol and the manual as a direction. It's a starting point. After that, again, you can always send me your protocol if you're uncertain, and I'm more than happy to let you know what I think as far as will this be effective for you. Okay, I'll take one more call if there is one, and then I'll go back to the web. Is there anybody who would like to unmute themselves with a star six and ask a question?
Hi, Maury. It's Alina again.
Yes, Alina.
I actually have a question that is related to the previous caller's question.
Sure.
If we do decide occasionally or whenever we have time to listen to the recordings consciously, just lying and relaxing, what should we think about? And it doesn't matter. Should we think about something specific, what we want, or we can just have the usual thoughts, you know, thinking about work, different things that I have to do, or what's best?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Makes no difference at all. Again, though, if you have this desire to visualize or imagine things that you want in your life, go ahead and do that. If you have this desire to, you know, hum or sing a little song while you're listening, go ahead and do that. If you just want to lie down and close your eyes and let whatever comes into your head comes into your head, then do that too. It really doesn't matter. These systems were initially designed, and they're still designed, to do things on a very automatic basis. What I mean by that is they're designed to take advantage of natural processes in our emotions, in our physiology, and in our psychology. So some people will think nothing. They'll have like a dead space. Other people will have thoughts flying in and out of their head at the speed of light. Other people will have thoughts that tend to stick for a little while and then disappear, and then other thoughts come in and disappear. Whatever is coming or going or happening is totally natural. So you don't have to be concerned by it. It's just there.
Okay, because I was trying to relax and have good thoughts because I thought that way the recordings impact me on a higher level, but it doesn't.
Well, remember, you don't want to try.
Okay.
Okay? Because trying creates resistance.
So just whatever comes to my mind, let it.
That's right. And even if it's something that's not so pleasant, okay, and you want it out, you can just tell it, I'm meditating now. come back to me later.
Okay.
The brain beats are very good to allow that to kind of come and go.
Okay.
There's something Dr. Robert Anthony, who I'm a fan of, and I think Song is as well, he has something called a flip switch. So if you get a negative thought into your head, just flip it into something good. If you have children, a pet, a comedian, a joke, something that puts a smile on your face. When a bad thought enters your head, use that as a signal to think of something good. That's all. To something that'll make you smile.
Okay.
So if you're meditating, if you're listening to these recordings and a bad thought enters your head, think of something that puts a smile on your face. Maybe you have a grandchild. Maybe you have a child. Maybe you have a pet, a goldfish. You know, maybe you did something really silly this morning and it makes you giggle when you think of it. You know, whatever that is for you, and everybody has something, then just do that. You know, whatever puts a smile on your face. The negative thought is simply a reminder to think of something good. So you can actually be grateful for that. Okay?
And I have another quick question. I think I might know the answer more or less, but now that I have a chance to speak with you. So I know you did say that we can use whether isochronic or manual recordings, depending what we like. But for me, I'm really indifferent between them. So what I do, I just listen to all six of them and then listen to them again. So I alternate. I guess it's okay too, right? It's not.
Oh, okay. Now when you say all six, you don't mean all six the same day.
No. But
okay.
One per day.
Sure. As long as you know you don't find them offensive. You know, some people like lower tones. Some people like higher tones. So if a higher tone makes you upset or you don't like a higher tone, then don't use it. That's all. But if you like them all, use them all, sure.
Okay. But not the results wouldn't be better. It's just different, right? I wouldn't get the results.
Exactly.
Is what I mean. Okay.
These six recordings, all the six variations are exactly the same beat pattern. So they do the same thing entrainment-wise. They're strictly a matter of tone differences and styles of stimulation. That's all it is.
Okay, so just variety. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. My pleasure. Okay, anybody else out there, *6, I'll give it another couple of seconds, and then we'll go back to the web for some questions. Okay. Last chance. Anybody else? Okay. Jason in Sydney asks that he's been using Quantum Confidence for around 2 weeks, but currently hasn't noticed any changes. He understands that you should give the program 4 to 8 weeks, but shouldn't he be expecting something this soon? Well, I don't know if you were on the call earlier, Jason, but basically it's really important to understand, okay, that changes are happening. You may not be noticing anything. The groundwork is being laid. When a building goes up downtown, you don't see it from a distance until they get a few floors into the air, okay? When a farmer plants a seed, he doesn't burn the field the next day because he doesn't see his corn 6 feet tall. When you order something from a catalog or from a home shopping network, you don't call the lawyers around the next day because you don't have your product yet. There's a certain faith involved in these things. You paid for something, say, from Amazon. You know it's yours, but you don't have it yet. You know it's on its way to you. As the farmer, they plant the seed. They till the soil. They know that with the proper care, they can expect the plants to grow. This is the attitude you need to adapt, okay, to. You need to understand that this is the same thing as planting a seed. Some people will notice the seeds germinating faster than others. This particular system is guaranteed forever, so there is no rush, all right? Even with the Quantum Mind Power system, I had people who used it for 3 or 4 months before they noticed anything, but when they noticed it, boy, did they notice. So if I were you, I would take advantage of these things. The human brain reacts to these tones. There's no two ways around it. You may or may not notice things right away, but the frequency-following response is a natural trait of every human brain. Okay, there will be the odd person that it won't react to because they will have some kind of an issue with their brain. But for 99.999% of the people out there, entrainment is a reality. So you just need to give it some time. And again, Be the farmer. Know that you're planting seeds and expect the things to happen, and you will see them start happening. Okay? Now, Mark from Memphis, Tennessee is asking, after he listens to Quantum Confidence, should you sit in silence for a little while before listening to music or other noise? Will it ruin the session if that happens? That's a very good question. You may notice during the meditation that the brain beats actually go on for a few minutes afterwards to allow you to internalize it before you do other things. Whenever you feel like getting up and doing something, it's fine. I wouldn't suggest playing AC/DC immediately after listening to any of these recordings. But once you're up, once you're about, once you're back into the waking world, and if your desire is to throw on some rock and roll or some jazz or classical or hip-hop or rap or whatever it is that you like, then feel free. It will not ruin your session, okay? Just give yourself a few minutes after to normalize again, that's all. Once you're normalized, then the technology has done its work and the effects will transfer through your body and have their effect. Okay. Dale in Edmonton actually has an interesting question. He would like to know how you would incorporate Song's Core Solution Report into the TMM products. That's actually a really, really good question. And it's really easy. They actually work together. Once again, TMM products are specially designed to allow things to work together. When you do the core report, simply follow Song's instructions and do the program. Listen to the recordings. Doing both together will magnify each other's effects. The core solution helps you to learn how to think more positively. Okay, you're writing things down. You're thinking about things. The more things that you can do in your life to think, okay, and to experience more positive ways of thinking and reading and seeing, the better off you will be. Again, the more practice you have, the more this will become second nature. There was a time when nobody on this call could ride a bicycle. Now, I bet you anyone who wants to can get on a bike and have a conversation. They don't even think about it. It's the same thing with self-confidence. If we think negatively now, if we have poor self-esteem and poor self-confidence, it's because we have been practicing thinking and talking in ways that develop that, and hearing and listening. Now, we're hearing and listening positive ways. Now when we start speaking and thinking more positive ways, you will find that this will become a habit. Just like thinking poorly was a habit, this will become a habit. It happens. It works. I can guarantee it. I've had it happen to myself a million times. I've seen it in other people. This is so important, a lesson to learn. It doesn't matter how bad you think right now, how bad you think your situation is. It's simply a matter of practice. Okay, that's what these systems do. That's what the Core Solution does. That's what the Protocol for Directed Manifestation does. Okay, that's what all of these things do. They are designed to change how we think without making an effort. Again, effort creates resistance. Resistance is a bad thing. We don't want resistance. These systems allow you to change without effort. You simply do. You don't try, you do. It's really that. I know it sounds easy, but think of all the difficult and complicated things you've tried that don't work and that haven't worked. Maybe it's time to try something easy. Maybe it's time to realize that complicated is dramatic, but it's not effective. Okay? If there's anybody on the phone now, I'm happy to take a call. Just unmute yourself with a *6 and ask your question, introduce yourself. And if no one comes forward, I'll be happy to go back to the web for more questions.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I apologize if this is a repetition because I just got home and was able to get to the call. My question is, what about listening while you sort of addressed it in the last one, while you're doing other things such as while you're working on paperwork or something like that. Is that a problem?
Nope, not at all. As a matter of fact, just throw on your headphones for the dual brainwave recordings or no headphones for the bonuses, and you can listen no problem while you're doing work. As a matter of fact, and no one's really lighted on this yet, but it really helps studying and learning to listen to these recordings while you're studying and learning. If you're reading a book for pleasure also, you know, reading a Harlequin romance or a Stephen King book or Shakespeare for that matter, it really doesn't matter what you're reading, very pleasant experience to have entrainment in the background. Keep in mind, don't loop it. If you're going to listen, either listen before you study or read or during the beginning, but once it's done, just go on your merry way with continuing to study or work. If you're studying and you want a super boost, every hour you can start it over again and listen again, okay? But it will help. You'll find it'll make these things quite a bit more pleasurable and more effective as well, especially if you're trying to learn new things. Maybe, you know, in this day and age, everybody's afraid of losing their job. It really helps if you can increase your skill set and make yourself a little bit more necessary to your company. And these recordings will help you to ingrain the knowledge deeper. It'll give you a bit of an advantage over other people who are studying the old-fashioned way. Now,
I started taking it to work with me and putting it on every once in a while, watching the time, and then sticking it back on while I was doing paperwork and sometimes even listening to audios that I had to learn. And I actually thought it helped me to stay a bit more alert than otherwise, because oftentimes it gets boring when you're doing routine paperwork, and I felt actually quite alert, so I was pleased with that.
Well, that's very nice to hear. It's not surprising at all. When we entrain ourselves, we actually increase blood flow to the brain, which definitely makes you feel more alert. It also makes you sharper and less likely to make mistakes.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So keep that up. Just do me one favor. Always, if you're at work, you listen with headphones, okay? And that goes for everybody. The reason is it's not fair to expose people to these frequencies without their knowledge.
Oh, yes, I'm doing that.
Okay. You know, because I know that there's some people in the past who've listened to some quantum mind power recordings, over speakers on their computer. And it's not, you know, this is not something that people should have done to them without their knowledge.
Well, I've done that myself. I've done the same thing, but I've just done it to myself. I haven't done it to anyone else.
Yeah, if you have like a private office and you're not affecting anyone else, then that's no problem at all. No problem at all. Now, you're welcome. Now, if anybody is studying or learning and they'd like a protocol that goes along with that, okay, all you have to do is sign up for the membership site. Again, it's a free membership site, okay, for the first month. So you will get the first two triliminals that are on self-esteem and self-confidence at no cost, all right? And if you send me your information that you get from our system once you sign up, I will be happy to send you a very, very simple and short study protocol, which, believe it or not, will make a large difference in your ability to retain information and understand what you're reading. So that's a little unannounced bonus that I will be giving away. It's a study protocol. It's very short, very simple, and yet very effective. Once again, we're going back to one of the themes of this call. Complicated is dramatic. Hollywood loves it. Real life, not so much. I think simple is the way to go. Don't try, allow. You know, again, trying is very noble, but again, it doesn't get us anywhere. It creates resistance. We just want to allow things to happen. Go ahead.
What about when you're listening, you said studying perhaps an audio and you don't have the information in the written form? I'm presuming it will also be effective, but if there are any tips that you would give in that respect, I'd appreciate that too.
Yeah, that's a good question. Okay, there's two things that you can do with respect to that. If you have two stereos, you can actually play it while you're studying and listening to the other audio. If you don't, then listen to the entrainment first and then study and follow the learning protocol that I'll send you, you know, if you sign up. Now, if anyone's already a member of the membership area, just send me the login information that you received previously, and I will send you that study protocol as well. Now, if any of you are parents out there and don't need this for yourself, but think maybe your kids might be able to benefit, then same thing applies. Send me the evidence that you're able to get the initial triliminals at no cost as a member of Maury's private site, and I'll be happy to send you the study protocol in an email with my gratitude. Are there any other... Go ahead.
Maybe I should stop because someone else may have a question. I was just going to ask about students, if there was any program specific for students, because I do have a daughter who's a teacher, and she teaches math, and that's kind of challenging to learn for some people, especially when they don't pay any attention. I wondered if there were any programs in that area.
Well, the Schumann resonance with the study protocol is probably your best bet. Okay. However, the connection recording would work very well as well. But I think Schumann resonance for most people would do the trick.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, just to explain to you and anyone out there why that would be happening is the Schumann resonance is in the theta, alpha-theta border, and it's been claimed to be responsible for the production of a hormone called LTP, which stands for long-term potentiation. There have been some research studies that show that without long-term potentiation present, information goes in one ear and out the other. With it present, you actually form a memory pathway. So Schumann resonance will do this for you, okay? Again, you can listen to it while you're studying or just before you study. Not a bad idea to do it afterwards as well, you know, as long as you leave enough time in between to keep the brain into that nice state of mind that creates this neurochemical that allows for the study process to work. Keep in mind that the learning protocol that I have is very effective. I've seen it work wonders for people. So there you go. There's education in a nutshell.
Now, would you give us your email one more time, please?
Yeah, my email is Morry, M-O-R-R-Y, at quantum, Q-U-A-N as in Nancy, T-U-M as in Mary, -mind-power.com. Now, if anyone doesn't write that down properly or they don't get it for whatever reason, you can just go to our website and click on the Contact Us button. I'll get those emails as well. Okay. I'm going to go to a couple more messages on the web now. If anybody else on the phone has other questions, please formulate them. I'll get back to you in a few minutes. And then I think we're going to think about wrapping this up in a little while as well. So if you do have any questions, type them in, think about them, and we'll get to you in a moment. All right, Eric in Boulder actually has my mentor's equipment, David Powell 36. It's a fantastic light and sound machine that if any of you would like to do experimentation on highly powerful equipment, you can check him out at mindalive.com. That's one word, mindalive.com. And tell him Morry sent you. I'm kidding. Just go ahead and check it out if you like. And his question is basically, can you use the David Powell to supplement my system? Yeah, you can, but only on the single brainwave programs. The Powell has something called music modulation, so it can follow frequencies within a certain range. Okay? So it can probably work for the Schumann resonance and for the connection, but I wouldn't use it for any other recordings, okay? Kevin in Seattle is wondering what types of programs we're thinking about creating for the future. Well, you know, between quantum mind power and quantum confidence, we're, you know, accounting for and dealing with many of the main important issues in people's lives. However, many of you have been asking for specialized systems, which is why quantum confidence came into being. Some of the newer things that we're working on, I'm almost ready with something called the Quantum Intention Accelerator. This uses some pretty wild science and scientific protocols and information to help you to manifest your desires faster. Okay, I know it sounds kind of weird, but it will be out relatively shortly. There's also a new version of The Answer, which will be coming out as well. And I believe Song and I will be offering these as a package together. That will probably be our next two products. After that, we are working specifically on systems for weight loss, to stop smoking and various other types of addiction or anti-addiction protocols. And from there, I think that's enough for now. there's actually about 30 or 40 other things, including protocols and systems for peak performance in both athletics and mental abilities, business, things like that. But basically, we respond to what we hear. So if any of you have specific desires, go to our forums. You have the Quantum Confidence people know about the Quantum Confidence Forum. the people who have quantum mind power also know the quantum mind power forum. Leave your comments and suggestions in the forum, and I read everything in the forum on a regular basis, and I use information from you guys to help me decide what's next. So I hope that helps. Okay, let's see here. I think, let's see, okay. Alvin in San Francisco understands that there are now three sets of triliminals. He only has one. Okay, Alvin, if you want the other triliminal or the other two triliminals, you need to click on that link on the webpage, okay? That link that says sign up here for Maury's Private Club. When you join up for Maury's Private Club, you get the first month for free. Two of the gifts that you get as members of that club are the two new triliminals. Every month you'll be getting two new triliminals plus other content for $45. These triliminals will be selling for over approximately $100, maybe even more, each on their own to non-members. So please remember that, you know, you get incredible value, and, of course, all it takes is an email to us and you cancel. So if you just want these two, sign up, download them, send us an email asking to be taken off of our off of the membership site, and you get to keep those as our gift. Okay? Let's see what else is there. Okay. We don't mention how to use the bonuses in our manual, and there's actually a reason for that. They're not specifically designed for this system. They are designed as supplemental. And again, everything to do with quantum confidence, with TMM products, is interchangeable. So if you don't want to listen to quantum confidence with TMM one day, listen to the connection. Listen to the Schumann resonance instead. These things are integrated. They will all help each other to give you better results. So basically, just use them as you will. Use them as extras. You know, use the 20-minute sample recording that we gave you if you don't have 40 minutes to listen to the main system. You know, we all have free will. We all have the ability and the, you know, to come up with what's right for us. We need to start trusting our instincts and our gut. As you use this system more and more, you will get more confidence in yourself, and you will find yourself able to create your own way of listening that is most effective for you. Okay? We have a question from Pat in Toronto who's asking about headphones and earbuds. If earbuds are comfortable for you, earbuds are fine. Headphones tend to be a little bit better because they can block out more extraneous noise. But if earbuds are working for you and you don't hear a lot of extraneous noise, then feel free to use them. That's not a problem at all. Okay. We're going to wrap things up in a few minutes, but I'd like to give anyone who might be on the phone now an opportunity to ask any last questions that they may have. If you've asked questions before and you hear a few seconds of silence and you'd like to come on and ask again, please feel free. Please remember, if you're not asking questions right now, mute yourself out at *6. Unmute yourself with *7. So if you have any questions, please feel free. Now's the time. I feel like we should be playing the Jeopardy music now. Okay. I will assume that I've addressed all of your questions, and that's a nice feeling. So I would like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who's been on the call today and anybody who will be listening to this as a podcast for their time and for their participation in this call. I hope this information has been helpful, and I hope that it proves to allow you a better understanding of how to use the system to get the best results. Because ultimately, the only reason for this system being around is to give you results, okay, and give you positive results, to help you to unlock what's inside of you anyway, to allow you to get more out of your life. You are entitled to get more out of your life. It's so easy to prove this. We are able to be happy and feel good. We are able to feel sad and feel bad. These are nothing more than lights on the dashboard telling you, if you feel good, keep it up. If you don't feel good, change what you're doing. That's why we feel good. That's why we feel bad. They're signs from nature, from God, however you want to look at it, that we are supposed to be happy. We are supposed to be content. We're supposed to feel great about ourselves and people around us, and we're supposed to be confident. These are all natural states of being. You are all entitled to feel this way. Regardless of how you feel right now, you are all entitled. It is your birthright to feel this way. That is the purpose of this call. That is the purpose of this system. Okay? So I'd like to make one last comment that anyone who would like the protocol for learning, send me the record that shows me that you signed up at some point for Maury's Club, and you will get, I will send that to you in an email. It's short, it's succinct, it's highly, highly, highly effective. Okay, don't be fooled by the fact it's only a few lines long. It is so powerful if you follow it. It's just something else. I used to be lousy with learning things. You can imagine how much I have to learn now. And it's a joy. It's truly a joy. So I want everyone to be able to share in this, okay? I'll throw the floor open one last time. If anyone would like to ask any questions, I'll do a refresh to see if there are any other questions here. Okay. I'd like to also point out that Song has just sent me a note asking me to let all of you know that he appreciates your being here. He appreciates those of you who will be listening to this in the future. And he will be sending out an email with a link to this recording, okay, so that everybody can go ahead and download it in case you missed something, if you came in late. Not to worry. You'll have everything available to you. At this point, I'd like to thank everybody for participating. I'd like to thank Song for supporting us through all of this as well. I think he's a little unheralded at times, you know, because I developed these systems. Song has incredibly great intentions. Much of his work actually inspired me to become what I am today. So I think it's important that when we all get our emails from Song with these little articles, don't just be so quick not to read them and not to follow what they have to say. He's quite an intelligent man, and he has a heart of gold, and he just wants to help, just like me and just like I'm sure all of you out there. So I'd like to thank you all once again. Remember, these calls will be once a month, where we will have questions and answers. Occasionally, I may even have a guest to speak with. I will have information, and I'll even do little lectures. If you guys have certain things that you would like to know more about, just shoot me emails. Actually, the best thing to do, put your suggestions on the confidence forum, and that will be the place where I will look for your ideas on what to do in future calls. Thank you very much. And good night.